This one's for Earth. Buck you very, very much. It was odd how fun a party could become so quiet at just one question. Granted, it was a really loud question that almost made Rainbow Dash's throat bleed, but it was still a strange feeling to listen to the sounds of idle conversations die. The human athlete, along with her closest friends from Earth, came to celebrate their friend Twilight, the magical pony, not the smoking hot nerd that she'd steal a glance or two from, on becoming a goddess and the pony equivalent of a god emperor. But before they could even say hello, the humans and the dimensional hopping unicorn they rode in on were shuttled off to a secure bunker under the Castle of Friendship to wait out, no joke, Armageddon. A giant demon centaur, a bug empress, a psychotic child goddess, and a bunch of undead horses whose wails brought in an eternal winter had come like Equestria's own version of the four horsemen to announce the beginning of the end. If it weren't for the fact that the world could have ended at any moment, Rainbow Dash would have thought it was epic. Of course, being a group of humans who barely understood their new or missing appendages, the teen-turned-ponies were forced to wait for any good news as Sunset Shimmer, the only one who was used to being a magical pony, teleported away from the guards to see if she could help. One giant conclusion later, and everyone had gathered at the Friendship Castle to celebrate, as the trio of villains were frozen in stone and placed in Canterlot's garden. Everything at the party was amazing. At least until she overheard a certain stallion. Princess Twilight, the Merlin wannabe stated firmly. I insist that we use the portal to banish those three monsters. Even if they're encased in stone, I'm sure they'll break out again just as Discord did. When I was fighting off the greatest evils, they stayed banished, with the only exception being the Pony of Shadows. Everything else that I and my colleagues banished has remained trapped in their prison. The Sirens, the Memory Stone, my Time Twirler, and Cthulhu haven't come back since being sent to the other world with my portal spell. I've used it plenty of times to get rid of other threats, and it would not be difficult to throw in those troublemakers as well.
You did what?
Rainbow Dash yelled, causing the partying ponies, yaks, griffins, and all the other magical and strange creatures to stop, as the interdimensional twin of one of their heroes glared at the magician.
So you're the fucker who's been sending magical shit over to Earth?
Rainbow Dash shouted.
Hey, come on, what's going on?
Sunset Shimmer asked as she trotted up to Rainbow's side, along with the rest of her friends.
He's the one who made the portal spell and tossed in all the magical junk that we have to deal with.
She explained, as she pointed an accusatory hoof at the robed wizard.
So you mean that you're the reason why the Sirens came to our world?
Applejack asked with a scowl, as Rarity joined her side.
So you sent that dreaded memory stone through the portal.
And you sent that weird time thriller thingy that made Sunset relive the same day for a month?
The usually sweet and cheerful Pinky demanded with a scornful tone.
And you put our world in danger.
Fluttershy, the most timid of their group, asked with a frown and a light glare.
I'm angry too.
Sideswy added on, causing her friends to glance at her.
What? You all listed the big disasters. I just wanted to be included.
Well, you can be included in us taking this creep to Pound Town,
Rainbow Dash said as she hammered her hooves together.
Dash, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Applejack stated, though Rainbow Dash ignored it.
Guys, I'm sure that this is all a big misunderstanding.
Sunset tried to calmly explain.
Star Swirl the Bearded has been dead for a millennium. I'm sure the Rainbow Dash just misheard them or something.
Actually...
Princess Twilight trailed off as she wisely took a step away from the target of her other dimensional friend's desire.
Star Swirl and the others came back just about a year ago. Surprise?
Twilight stated nervously.
So you're the motherfucker who made that mirror?
Sunset demanded.
Why, in Celestia's fat flank, would you make a mirror that opens to another world every few years? And why would you just send all of those dangerous magical items and villains to a magicless world? Fuck, do you know how much damage you could have caused? Faust knows what the Sirens were able to do before we stopped them. I'm pretty sure that they helped start a few wars because you let them do whatever the fuck they wanted in a defenseless world. And don't even get me started on the fucking memory stone. Wallflower needs therapy because of you.
Well, to be fair, Clover the Clever actually sent the memory stone to your world.
Star Swirl tried to defend, causing Rainbow Dash's glare to grow harsher.
Oh, and I'm guessing that you taught him that sending his problems to another world was a good idea, right?
I am very sorry for any inconvenience.
I turned into a mind-controlled slave,
Rainbow Dash said flatly.
After that, I had to watch my school tear itself apart while they were mind-controlled again. After that, I ended up forgetting almost all of my high school, my best friend, and then we had to fight a girl who was possessed by magic.
another girl who had a magical limbo mirror, and a fuck ton of other shit. I don't remember the whole time travel thing, but I think it's pretty fucking stupid to call it an inconvenience. You turned our world, my home, into your trash can without thinking about anyone you'd hurt. So, I only have one thing to say to you, you Santa Claus fucking reject.
She stated coldly as she marched up to the stallion and pulled her hoof back.
This one's for Earth.
In the blink of an eye, the Pegasus's hoof connected with the old wizard's muzzle, causing Starswirl to fly back as the force of a sonic rain boom was compressed into a hoof. And not a hoof, wing, or claw was raised in the wizard's defense as the enraged mare stalked closer to her fallen prey.
And these next few dozen, they're gonna be for my friends.
Sunset Shimmer, being the only magic user willing to touch him at the moment, unceremoniously lifted him in the air as she and her friends trotted up to Rainbow's side. They shared a wordless agreement to all leave at that moment, while there, Pinkie Pie quickly hugged Princess Twilight and excused them from the party.
Sorry, Princess, we gotta go beat up an old man. Awesome party, by the way, and good luck with being the sole ruler of a country for the next millennium, until something happens that wipes your efforts from history. Oh, and other me, once again, awesome party. I'll see you on mine tomorrow.
She said, before bouncing away to join her friends.
Princess! Some pony, please save me!
He desperately called as his wails grew quieter. Twilight, being the new leader of Equestria, watched helplessly as they dragged the stallion away while her own Pinkie Pie waved them off. There was an awkward tension in the room as every creature looked around, silently asking each other if any of them knew what exactly just happened. Pinkie Pie, being the ball of energy that she was, zipped over to a record player that had been conveniently turned off and resumed the music.
What are we all standing around for? This is a party!
She cheered happily as she pulled a rope to reveal an additional party banner that read, All's Well That Ends Well Party. The party resumed with the music drowning out the desperate pleas of an arrogant stallion just outside the castle, his cries falling on deaf ears as every creature enjoyed their time.
How did you have another banner ready?
Twilight asked, as she faintly heard the sound of a beard being ripped off of someone's muzzle.
Oh, my beard! No, no, don't!
Oh, I always have an emergency banner ready in case of fights. I also knew that Starry would be here, and knowing what he did, well, it was pretty obvious that this would happen. I talked to myself, or myself talks to me. Anyways, we talk a lot, and when I told her that he'd be here, well, she was pretty mad and warned me to get the emergency party kit ready.
Please, I didn't mean it.
Wait, if she knew that Starswirl was here, then why did she pretend like Rainbow found out first?
Oh, no, not the bat! Not the bat, please!
It's because a pie never throws the first punch, unless it's in a bowl. But she always throws the last punch.
A bone broke outside, eliciting a girlish scream to pierce through the air. Pinkie Pie adjusted the music to an appropriate level to drown out the violence.
She'll always throw the last punch.
She stated with an ominous smile.
Did he say Cthulhu earlier?
Twilight wondered, as she decided to drop the issue and let her other worldly friends take care of it.
Wait, no! Not my heart! Not my heart! Don't, please! Oh, sweet, I was so sorry.
In the end, it was a party most creatures wouldn't forget, and one that would haunt a stallion for many, many years to come.
Man, after that beating up, Edge Picker don't work.
And also, I couldn't believe how much time it took to simulate the distance and the blockage and everything of the yelling that Starswirl did. I originally thought it would have took about 5 minutes, but it ended up being 15. Granted, it ain't that much, but 5 to 15, you know, something I didn't really expect. But still, an amazing read nonetheless. Anyways, let's get on to our wise donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zarsex30, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Skyogia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitten A9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, Debbie Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F, Rainbow Dash, Tilke Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nisarusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plunkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, and Stamp. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.